All right, everybody's settling down now for the start of this first game of the doubleheader. And what do you think I forgot to give again, Red?
Well, may I have one guess, Bill?
Yep.
Four umpires.
You're absolutely right. It must be a mental block with me. Why don't you give them? Because maybe I don't give them right or something.
No, I think you better get over it. Freud would understand, just so that you played ball too long. Go ahead and give
him. All right, Red. It'll be Bob Stewart calling balls and strikes. At first base, Al Solano. At second base, the dean of the American League umpires, Joe Paparella. And umpiring at third, Ed Runge. The coaches at third base for the Angels, Salty Parker. And over at first base, Del Wright. Leading off, Jose Cardenal. Little center fielder for the Angels. He's hitting .538 against the Yankees this year. 7 for 13, 2 doubles, a homer, and 3 RBI. For the year, he's batting .382 with 4 doubles, 1 homer, and 6 RBI. Whitey Ford's first pitch is a curve in there. Strike one call. On deck, Willie Smith. Lee Boyer is even with the bag at third. Now moves back about two steps. I think he's trying to decoy Card now. Here's the windup by Whitey. Fastball is high, 1-1. Yankees have Mickey Mantle in left, Tommy Stretch in center, and Roger Maris in right. Boyer at third, Kubek at short, Richardson at second. Elston Howard, as we told you, playing first base today. Johnny Blanchard catching, and Whitey four into the windup. He attempts a punt, or didn't know. He pulled the bat back as Bob Stewart, the plate umpire, says no. So it's ball two, 2-1. Cardenal might have taken a look down at Boyer and had seen Boyer move back a couple of steps. He had a good ball to bunt that way, a curve ball, but it was a little bit too low. Now the 2-1 delivery. Fastball is low, ball three, 3-1. Whitey Ford is 0-1 this year. And his lifetime mark, still fantastic, 216 wins. 85 defeats, and lifetime against the Angels, 9 wins, 3 defeats. His pitch is fouled back out of play. Now full count on Jose Cardenal. Fans still coming in. The wind is blowing out towards left field. Get a ball high in the air, and it will carry towards left and left center. Legs blowing straight out on top of the stadium. But this is a high ballpark. The payoff pitch. Ground ball hits slowly to third. Boyer in. Up with a short hop throw to first in time, and it's one out. A nice play by Cleet Boyer on the leadoff hitter here in the top of the first. It brings up Willie Smith. Willie batting .235 on the year, has 2 doubles and 2 RBI. Willie Smith, as Jose Cardenal was before the start of this game, 7 for 13 against the Yankees. Smith has 8 hits all year, and 7 of those he got against New York pitching. Left-hand batter. Drags a bunt, and it's over the pitcher's head. Richardson can't handle it and be a base hit. And that was a line drive bunt. He was running before the pitch was actually thrown and bunted a line drive over Whitey's head. Bobby trying to pick it up barehanded, couldn't handle it. It's a bunt single for Willie Smith. And now he is 8 for 14 against Yankee pitching. Here is Jim Fregosi. Fregosi batting .143. 3 doubles, 3 runs batted in. A right-hand batter chokes up on the bat. The pitch, a slow ground ball to the mound. Whitey in fast up with the wheels around, throws to Howard in time. Moving to second is Willie Smith. As Fregosi hit that ball right off the end of the bat. So it's two out, and here is Big Joe Adcock. Joe is 6 for 16 this year, batting .375. No extra base hits and no runs batted in. No score. This first game just getting underway. Another big one to go. Outfield moves back on Adcock. Buddy gets the sign from Blanchard. His stretch. The pitch is low. Ball one. Joe Pepitone, who was hit on the left wrist from a pitch by Jim Cott on Thursday, April 22nd, still resting. righty's pitch is on the inside corner. Strike called, 1-1. On deck, Lou Clinton. Adcock stands deep in the box. Steps back out of the batter's box. Wants to make sure that Whitey doesn't quick pitch him. And now he wants to look at the ball. Whitey flips it in. Bob Stewart looks it over and throws it right back to Whitey. Adcock, just as he gets set to hit, holds that bat straight up in front of him. The stretch. Pitch is hit deep to left field. If it stays fair, it's out of here. And that ball is way out of here, way back in the lower stand. A home run for Big Joe Adcock. Boy, he got under that one and hit it 9 miles in the air. And the wind did the rest. It would have been a home run without the wind. But we had to wait to see if it was fair. And the Angels take a quick 2-0 lead. As Adcock comes up with his first extra base hit, making it a 2-run homer. 2-0, the Angels lead. Here's Lou Clinton. Clinton batting 240, two doubles, one run batted in. Clinton, a right hand batter. Slow curve to Clinton is in there, strike one call. That's only the third home run hit by the Angels this year. Cardinal has one, Shaw has one, and now Adcock. Whitey's next pitch foul back to the screen, strike two. The Angels kind of team that has good defense, good pitching, like the Dodgers in the National League, that usually beat you by one run, keep the score close. Curve foul right back to it. Joe Cooper with those short arms and all that gear on. Just couldn't reach that. Saw foul, foul. That's the easiest one you'll have all year, Joe, as far as not stinging your hands. Still nothing in two on Lou Clinton. Angels out in front 2-0. Whitey's pitch is just a little bit low. One ball, two strikes. Wind up. Slow curve is low, and the count is even at 2-2. Well, Whitey's going to try and have to pitch these right-hand batters outside, because anything inside and hit well up in the air is going to carry to left field. Curve fouled at the plate. Johnny Blanchard wanted to flip that ball to Bob Stewart, but the umpires do not want to look at the ball unless a batter should ask him to take a look at the ball. Two out, nobody on. Here's Whitey's 2-2 pitch. Fastball popped up. Elston Howard and Bobby Richardson going for it. And look out, and Howard made the play. Richardson was right out of it, and they were both going to collide, and suddenly Bobby must have heard Howard and dove out of the way, and Howard backhanded the ball about 2 inches from the ground. That could have been a short double, but for the Angels in the top of the first, two runs, two hits, no Yankee errors, nobody left. At the end of one half inning, the Angels two and the Yankees coming to bat.
What's the name of this song? It's a song of service so good it's guaranteed to every customer every time.
For business, for pleasure, in any kind of weather.
Naturally, I mean Atlantic Red Ball Dealer Service.
When you want to go places and do things, what a pleasure your driving can be. For quality products and top-notch service, your Red Ball Dealer is the man to see.
Every Atlantic Red Ball Dealer will always clean your windshield, weather permitting, and offer to check the oil, or your gasoline purchase is free. This offer may vary where state laws require, but Atlantic Red Ball Dealer Service never varies. Of course, the name of our song is
Atlantic, keep your car on the go, go, go. Don't keep on the go with Atlantic.
Mark Marcelino Lopez on the mound, making his third appearance, his third start, his second against the Yankees. Lopez faced the Yankees in his first start of the year on April the 15th in Los Angeles. He was a losing pitcher, giving up 4 runs in 8 innings. Stottlemyre pitched a 4-0 shutout. Lopez won his last start, though, against Detroit on April the 19th. Pitched a complete game. Here's Tommy Tresh leading off against the left-hander. Fouls a pitch back, strike one. Tommy batting 250. Two doubles, a homer, and 2 runs batted in. The next pitch is popped up in the infield. Bobby Knopp at second base. Looking at Fregosi now, and Knopp makes the catch right at shortstop. I tell you, that wind, as we told you, blowing out towards left field, is really making that ball drift. That brings up Bobby Richardson. Bobby hitting .333. One double, one triple. No RBIs. Has 12 hits, the most of any Yankee. Bob Rogers goes out to talk with Lopez. A lot of Lopez's around, so we better identify them. That's Marcelino Lopez on the mound. The Yankees have Hector Lopez and Art Lopez. Julio Gauthier in at third base. First pitch to Bobby. He bluffs a bunt, takes a strike. On deck, Roger Maris. Marcelino does not have a nickname. Slow curve fouled back out of play and onto the screen and back of home plate. Two quick strikes on Bobby Richardson. That was a change of pace. Marcelino, 6'3", 195 pounds. From Havana, Cuba. Fastball hit out in the short right field and dropping foul. And a nice play by a youngster out there in the first row box seat. Bobby hit that right off the end of the bat. Remember, the Angels sent Vic Power to the Phillies and obtained Marcelino Lopez. And now the Angels have Vic Power back and still have Lopez. First ball fouled back in the upper deck out of play. Still nothing in two. Just got the word that the reason Bob Schmidt is not catching, he has a sore right shoulder. There's a ground ball hit back to the box. Lopez one-handed. Wheels around, throws to Adcock, two outs. That brings up Roger Maris. Roger batting 182, has a double, 2 homers, and 7 runs batted in. He leads the Yankees in RBI. Now the overshift is on for Roger. Three men between first and second. The pitch is low inside, ball one. So Ty is shaded over towards shortstop and on the edge of the infield grass. Bit of wind blowing a piece of cellophane high in the air around home plate. There's a drive to deep right field. That one is gone. A line drive home run. Just alongside the Yankee bullpen. And Maris really put the wood to that one. There was no doubt about it. As Luke Clinton in right field just turned around and watched it sail back into the seat. Maris picked up his third home run of the year, and it's a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Angels. And the wind definitely was no factor for that ball. Brings up Mickey Mantle. Mick batting .333. A double, 3 homers, and 6 RBI. Pitch to Mantle is a changeup curve high, ball one. Roger Maris had homered off Marcelino Lopez at Los Angeles. Mick takes a strike. Maris, in his last two appearances against Marcelino Lopez, has hit homers. It was in his last time up against the left-hander out at L.A. Curve is in there, strike two. So Roger Maris, with 3 homers this year, now has lifetime total of 243. There's a pitch low. It's two balls, two strikes on Mantle, with two out, nobody on, and the Angels leading 2-1. Next pitch right down the middle, strike three, ball. Oh, that was a fastball that caught the heart of the plate. For the Yankees in the bottom of the first, one run, one hit, no Angel errors, nobody left, and at the end of one full inning, Los Angeles 2, New York 1.
As the days get longer, your thoughts naturally turn to spring, but not so fast. Remember all the late cold snaps we've had in previous years? So don't take chances. Stay with Atlantic Heating Oil and Heating Oil Services, or switch to it. Here are four good reasons why you should. First, because you can depend on Atlantic Heating Oil to keep your home warm and comfortable all winter long. Second, because Atlantic Heating Oil is clean burning, and cleaner burners are more reliable. Third, because you never have to worry about your oil supply. Your Atlantic distributor makes automatic deliveries to your home. And fourth, because there's a budget plan that spreads your heating oil payments over a long period of time. These are just four important reasons for using dependable Atlantic Heating Oil. Try it, and don't let the warmer weather catch you off guard. To get this high-quality heating oil service, simply call your local Atlantic Heating Oil distributor. Remember, your comfort's complete with Atlantic Oil Heat.
For the Angels, it'll be Bob Rogers, their switch hitting catcher, leading off. Rogers, batting 182, has four base hits, no extra base hits, two runs batted in. Whitey's curve is right in there, strike one call. Rogers from Delaware, Ohio. 6'2", 195 pounds. Fastball just a little bit low. The count is even at 1-1. On deck, Julio Gauthier. There's a slow curve hit on the ground, foul, and knocked down by Salty Parker, coaching at third. One ball, two strikes. Rogers joined the Angels in 1961. Pitch in the dirt, gets away from Blanchard. Count is even at 2-2. Angels 2, Yankees 1 here in the top of the second. Slow curve hits down to third and it's fouled. Backhanded by Boyle. Rogers has stepped out of the batter's box. Now he's back in. Nobody out, nobody on. Whitey's pitch is fouled back out of play in the upper deck. Boyd goes back to the rosin bag. He goes into the windup. Fastball hit in the air to right field. Roger Maris moving in under it. Now he stops. Puts it away for the first out. That brings up Julio Gauthier. Gauthier has been up twice without a base hit this year. And he made a sparkling defensive play yesterday. A diving backhand snap of a hard hit ground ball by Bobby Richardson and then threw him out. First pitch to Gauthier has a curve ball in there. Strike call. Gauthier was with the St. Louis Cardinals. Look out! He swung and missed, and the bat went all the way in front of the box seats down the third baseline. We've got a lot of bat throws this year. Gauthier shaking his head, gets the bat from Salty Parker, the third base coach. remember Dominic DiMaggio used to really throw that bat. A lot of bad throwers. Tony Oliva is one of the biggest right now. Nothing in two on Gotay. Spelled G-O-T-A-Y. Fastball foul back out of play. Gotay was traded to Pittsburgh in the winter of 62 along with Don Caldwell for Dick Groats. On deck is Bobby Knopf. Whitey's curve hit in the ground, through to left field, a base hit. And that curveball was right up in Gotay's eyes on a nothing and two count, and he pounced on it. You won't see many hitters letting that high curveball go by. That's the third hit for the Angels. Gotay's first hit this year, and it brings up Bobby Knopf, who is 9 for 24, batting .375, has three doubles and two runs batted in. Nelson Howard holding first against Gotay, who can run. Whitey sets his curve swing and a missed strike one as Knopf was trying to go to right field. The hit behind the runner. It's one out. Knopf from Sioux City, Iowa. 6'1", 170 pounds. Dean Chan says he is the best fielding second baseman he's ever seen. Well, he hasn't been around too long, but pitch is low and inside, one and one, but he has made some great plays in back of chance. The tie leads away. Throw to first base, Julio's back. The Angels lead 2-1. We're in the top of the second inning. First game of a doubleheader. Still plenty of time for you fans to come on out. See the rest of this first game and the second game. Whitey looks, delivers, a ground ball at short, right at Kubek, over to Richardson for one, back to first, double play. Perfectly executed. And for the Angels in the top of the second, no runs, one hit, no Yankee errors, nobody left. At the end of an inning and a half, Los Angeles two and the Yankees one.
For menthol soft flavor in a filter cigarette.
Try something different for a change.
Turn to Salem.
Turn to Salem. You'll enjoy that springtime taste. Turn to Salem. Turn to Salem. For a taste that springtime fresh.
For a filter cigarette with rich tobacco taste that's really different, turn to Salem. Salem refreshes your taste with a pleasing menthol flavor that's smooth and soft. Try Salem, America's largest selling menthol cigarette.
Turn to Salem.
Turn to Salem. You'll enjoy that springtime taste. Turn to Salem. Turn to Salem. For a taste that springtime fresh.
Smoke Salem filter cigarettes.
Right now we pause for station identification.
This is WOKO 1460 on your dial, Albany, New York.
Nelson Howard leads off for the Yankees. Ellie batting .286, has one double, one homer, two runs batted in. He's 2-for-7 on the year, both extra base hits. And we were waiting. Joe Paparella, umpiring at second base, dashed into the Yankee dugout at the end of the top of the second as Howard swings and misses strike one. And Joe went in and put a warm-up jacket on. We are lucky today here in the booth. The players are not. The wind is blowing from our back out. And those on the field are getting a pretty good wind. Line drive. Beautiful play by Fregosi. Took a base hit away from Howard on a solid line drive. Fregosi went to his left and leaped and caught it. One away. Here's Cleet Boyle. Cleet batting .152. A double, a triple, and three runs batted in. All the of the American League games have been postponed because of rain. And one National League game, Milwaukee at Chicago. Curve is low, ball one. So it's raining in Baltimore, Washington, Cleveland, Detroit, and Chicago. Change up outside. Ball two, two and up. Angels two, Yankees one here in the bottom of the second inning. Marcelino delivers, a swing and a miss. Strike one, two and one. Ball hit in the short right field. Going back, Adcock, and Knopf is there and makes the catch on the run in short right field. Two outs. Brings up Tony Kubek. Tony batting 147. Has no extra base hits. Six runs batted in, though, on five base hits. So Tony has made his five hits count. On deck, Johnny Blanchard. Pitch to Kubek is a strike on the outside corner. Bob Stewart, late umpire, puts up that big right arm. Outside with a fastball, one and one. Marcelino Lopez and Whitey Ford, both pretty fast workers out on the mound. Don't take too much time between pitches. Two out, nobody on. His curve bounces in front of the plate. And it's two balls, one strike. Yankees have an off day tomorrow. And then Kansas City comes into town for two Tay games. There's a fastball that's low, and it's 3-1 to Kubek. Three-one pitch is fouled back in the upper deck out of play. Full count on Tony. Adcock had a two-run homer in the first inning, and Roger Maris a solo homer in the bottom of the first inning for the Yankees. Now the payoff pitch. Foul back out of play. Off the upper deck down below. Count holds at 3-2. Again, the 3-2 pitch. It's low. Ball four. And that is the first walk in the ball game. It brings up Johnny Blanchard. John batting 263. Has a double, a homer, and three runs batted in. Joe Adcock holding first against Kubek. And now the overshift is on for Blanchard. As Fregosi moves to the first base side of second base. Blanchard takes the curve low. The ball gets away from Rogers, but no advance by Kubek. Rogers really pounced on that ball after he knocked down a low curve to his left. Flipped the mask off, picked it up, and wheeled around, and Kubek held it first. Rossetti coaching at third, Vern Benson at first. Curve again knocked down by Rogers, but no advance. Tony Kubek walks back to first base. It's 2-0 on Johnny Blanchard, and now Blanchard wants Bob Stewart to take a look at the ball. Two curves in the dirt. Johnny figures it might have scuffed the ball up, and evidently it did, because Stewart's throwing it out of play. Tie all alone between second and third again. It's to Blanchard. A check swing ground ball to third. Gotai is there. And they just do get him as Gotai had trouble getting that ball out of his glove. For the Yankees in the bottom of the second, no runs, no hits, no angel errors, one man left. And at the end of two full innings, it's the Angels two and the Yankees one. And now a message from Red Barber.
Well, I just thought I'd give you a little advice about the next feature. It's a big ballpark. Charlie O, that's the genuine honey-colored Missouri mule, will be here along with the athletics. to see him Wednesday afternoon. And then we've got the big weekend with the Orioles. Strong contending ball club, the most valuable player, Brooks Robinson, the big slugger, Boog Powell, and quite a fellow out there in right field named Craig Guffrey. We're up this year at short. They'll be in for the first night game at the stadium, which is Friday, 8 o'clock. Then the first Ladies' Day comes up Saturday, and we have a doubleheader Sunday afternoon, 1 o'clock, a week from today. So, as our old friend, the late Tom McCarthy, used to say, don't get caught looking out the window. Be sure you get the ticket you want. We're ready now for inning 3. Mr. Goodall, are you still ready?
Yes, sir, Red.
You stay ready, don't you?
Yes, sir. And Marcelino Lopez will lead off. Marcelino is 1-for-6 this year, batting 167. Bats him right-handed, facing Whitey Ford. Angels leading, 2-1 in the top of the third. Whitey, slow curve hit in the air to right field. Roger Maris, 2 steps to his left. Is there and takes it, it's 1-out. Had a good cut at that curveball. And here is Jose Cardenal. Bounced out to third base his first time up. He's only 5'10 and weighs 160 pounds. Holds that bat right down on the end. Whitey's pitch is on the outside corner, strike one call. Played a little bit with the Giants last year and also a little bit in 1963. And he bunts the third but foul. Colby Parker picks it up and flips the Boyer. Nothing in two on Cardenal. He hit 3 home runs in one game against Austin in 1963. Plays winter ball in Puerto Rico. Whitey's pitch is low. 1-ball, 2-strikes. 1-out, nobody on. 2-1, the Angels lead in the top of the third. Last ball hit on the ground. A third Boyer in. Up with it. Throws to first. Just in time. Boy, he can get down that line. Boy, was not hard hit. And Boyer had to back up a step to get it. 2 outs. Here's Willie Smith. Willie beat out a drag bunt his first time up and was on base when Adcock homered. A left-hand batter. Willie is pulverizing Yankee pitching. He has 8 hits and 14 times at bat. Boyer moves in at third. The swing and a miss at a curve, strike one. Got good power. Willie was converted from a pitcher to an outfielder. Lined up by Whitey. Another curve swung at and missed, strike two. They call him Wonderful Willie. Born in Anniston, Alabama. 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. Two-strike pitch, another curve, strike three, swinging. So Whitey got him on 3 curveballs. His first strikeout, and for the Angels, 3 up, 3 down. And at the end of 2.5 innings, it's the Angels 2 and the Yankees 1.
Can you recognize this old tune? Well, maybe you will if we play it this way.
Oh,
it's Camp Town Races. Stephen Foster proposed it way back in 1850. By the time it caught on, P. Ballantyne and Sons had been in the brewing business for over a decade. This is Valentine's 125th birthday. The best year yet to try fresh, crisp Valentine beer. Join the celebration. Come to the Birthday Blowout, where you buy your beer. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday from Valentine.
As we get ready to go in the bottom of the third, ready to carry you along, the old redhead, Red Baba.
Whitey Ford, who is very definitely the key figure in this ball game today, obviously in this double hitter today. He's got to be first up. A 10-hitter, and if pitches go, right fair hitter. Young left-hander, Marcelino Lopez, delivers and buzzes it right through for a strike. Ford is cockish. Marcelino is a big fella. He's about 6 feet. Rangy with it. Long arm. This is his third major league start. Faced the Yankees out on the coast, and they beat him 4-0. The Angels got him no run. Then he won the next ball game 4-3 over Detroit. Leading now 2-1. Pitches through, above the knees, puts her ball, strike two. We have Bob Stewart, ball and strike umpire, Salerno, Paparella, Runge on the bases. Now feel a little toward right on Whitey, 6-2 off, all one. 1-2. The rest of the league is rained out. Boston, Baltimore, Chicago, Washington, Kansas City, Cleveland, Minnesota, Detroit. Whitey strikes out. Took a little bit more than a half swing, and Marcelino got him on the low curve. This is the young left-hander's second strikeout. Now the Yankees start their second go-round, fresh, up to second. Good set of batting right-hander. We've had one rainout, Milwaukee, Chicago. And, of course, it makes you feel very apprehensive to know that the rain in the Midwest is continuing. Pitch to fresh, curve for the strike, low curve. They're having the devil's own time with the flood out there on the Mississippi and its tributaries. And there are lots of towns are just hanging on, hoping that the dike won't break right now. Pitch is low. And, of course, with rain, that adds to it. And some of those streams out there have not reached their crest yet. It's a serious situation out in the Midwest. Precious ground ball, foul outside third. 1-2. When the season opened, the Yankees were at Minneapolis, St. Paul. And we saw firsthand, especially as we flew out, floodwaters up there. Strike swinging and pressure is higher. So Lopez calls off, striking out four, then fresh. Last half of the third. Bobby Richardson hit a slow roller back to the pitcher in the first inning. Doesn't hit for most of the Yankees. Ground ball straight to second. Knopf off of it. Over to first to Adcock. And that's it. 1-2-3. As fast as they could get up. And total at the end of three. For the Angels, 2-3 all. For the Yankees, 1-1-0. Next portion of the ball game will be brought to you by the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, makers of Camel, Winston, and Salem cigarettes. Bill, what's on your mind?
Well, a reminder that the Mets face the Yankees here at Yankee Stadium on Monday night, May the 3rd at 8 p.m. Enough said? I'll say it is. You know the action and the excitement the last two times the Mets and the Yankees met in the Mayor's Trophy game. And the big winners will be the kids of New York Sandlot. And all of the receipts will be turned over to the two clubs' foundation, which supports Sandlot baseball in the greater New York area. Regular season ticket prices prevail, and seats are now on sale at all Yankee and New York Mets ticket offices and also by mail from the Yankees. So don't miss the Yankee-Mets game Monday, May the 3rd at 8 p.m. here at the big ballpark, Yankee Stadium. Okay, Red?
We'll be building on a big scoreboard. This is Howard's first game at first base since August 19, 1961. He played 9 games in that stretch. He has played first, including first in the World Series. Played the outfield. I remember he made a catch in left field against the Braves that turned the ball game in the World Series around. Jim Fregosi, the right-hand hitting shortstop, is first against Whitey. in the fourth inning for the Angels in this first game, leading 2-1. Four pitches in for the strike. In back, Dorsey takes the fastball high outside, ball one. 1-1. Howard is at first base today. The Yankees are not hitting, and Keene wants that bat in. He got to have it. 1-1 pitch. Inside, back to the stand, ball two. John also explained that Howard's arm is not completely well. He doesn't want him touching. It's a sudden hard throw to second base if somebody runs, which the opposing ball club would do. Also, the constant returning the ball to the pitcher. First base, he has the easy throw. And few others. When you think about it, it's very rare a first base has to throw hard. 2-1 pitch. And Whitey got his change over nicely, strike two. 2-2. First hitter of the fourth inning. Ford works. There's a high foul ball. Phil, when you think about it, I guess it's not the first baseman that can have the poorest arm on the ball side.
Definitely, Red, there might be one occasion maybe every 2 or 3 weeks where he might have to throw one to third base. But that's the furthest throw he's got to make. And that's not too far.
That's the shortstop talking. 2-2 pitch, foul ball. That is no throw at all compared to calling from the hole between short and third every day.
You're not kidding, Red. That's a tough job.
You ought to go down there and teach him how to get rid of the ball in a hurry, then they don't have to throw hard.
That's right.
Because I saw you. Two balls, two strikes. Whitey working on Fregosi. There's a high foul hit down into the center. Bill, tell me this. Why is it in the vernacular to say a pitcher's working on a hitter, and you never say the hitter's working on a pitcher?
I really don't know, Red. I never stopped to think about it that way, because a batter can guess and work on the pitcher in certain ways, but I think the pitcher knows what he's going to throw, and the batter doesn't.
2-2 pitch, change up high outside. They tell me that if Joe Adcock of the Angels knows the pitch that is coming, he hit it out of the park every time.
I wouldn't doubt it, as big and strong as he is.
Plenty pitching 3-2. There's a high pop-up. Richardson coming in. Howard coming in. Let's see. And the big first baseman takes it. He just does hold it. Austin ran off under his cap. That's two he's got in front of Richardson. As we look down, he stands about twice as tall. And Bobby has had Elson just actually run him off, hasn't he, Phil?
That's right, Red. You got to get out of the way when those big guys come. The beauty part of a collision between a big guy and a little guy, if there is any beauty part of it, is that the big guy can always catch the ball. Two guys the same size, that's when there's trouble.
Now we have Joe Adcock, and there was trouble in the first inning. He hit it way back in the left field seat. Two runs, and the Angels lead 2-1. Ford starts into the curve. Strike one. Coming in one. Left down the pump. Change up is low. 1-1. Blanchard may very well have to do all the catching for a while. You're going to have to do it today. Ford rocks. There's a high fly ball in the short right center. Now it's coming on. Richardson going out. The ball dropped. Nobody could get to it. He had it well placed. So Adcock dunked this one off the end of the bat for a single. Gives him 2 for 2. Rigney said before the first game that he doubted he would change, except for Adcock. He's a veteran now, and he doesn't want him to go both games. Otherwise, the Angels will play the way they are. Keene hasn't got much leeway to change. You've got to play him as a stand.
Single gives him 2 for 2. Rigney said before the first game that he doubted he would change, except for Adcock. He said he's a veteran now, and he doesn't want him to go both games. Otherwise, the Angels will play the way they are. Keene hasn't got much leeway to change. You've got to play him as a stand. Okay, Luke Hutton. Right-hand hitter, right fielder, pitch high, ball one. Another thing about the Angels, an improvement, Rigney told me before the game, he says, Red, look, we've got three at Seattle that can hit that ball as far as anybody, and you'll see them before long. There's a high pop-up. Third baseman Boyer coming close to the mound, up there, right at the mound, and then backs up as the wind blows it to up third, makes the catch. Two out. I caught holding it first. Here's Bob Rogers, the sitting catcher. You know that boy that you haven't heard anything about since they paid him all the money? He's one of them up there at Seattle. Like it. Fastball high outside, ball one. This is a big day today for both ball clubs. Whitey, of course, is a story in himself. If these two young left-handers do well, the Angels are just that much better off. Pitch on the outside, first strike, one and one. One ball, one strike. Two down, Adcock to first. Howard's not holding the bag against him. One-one pitch, swung on, a high foul ball up by first base. Howard is over, close to the stand, makes the catch. So that's it, three pop-ups, and Whitey after the first inning has settled right down. No runs, one hit. Score in the 3.5 of the open. The Angels 2, the Yankees 1.
I changed for good taste.
Good taste?
Yep, I changed to Winston, and I changed for good.
When I changed to Winston, I changed for good, cause I got good taste like I knew I would. Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good, cause Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston and change for good, for the good taste that comes from Winston's filter blend tobaccos, specially selected for the best taste in filter smoking. Enjoy America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette.
When I change to Winston, I change for good, cause I got good taste like I knew I would. Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good, cause Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Now, before we move into the last half of the fourth inning, Maris, Mamel, and Howard, let's pause for station identification.
WOKO, Albany, New York.
The Angels leading 2-1. Smith in the first inning, bunted safely, and Hancock to the home run. That's the first inning. Maris hit a home run. And he's home in his last two times against Marcelino Lopez. Takes the first pitch off the head. Ball one. Inside. Maris, the Yankee run in the first inning. But then hit, as you know. Swings another ball. Foul way back in the right field corner. Boy, he teed off on that one. So far, he's hitting this young left-hander. Roger, three home runs. Two of them off this fellow's last two trips. Takes a slow curve, go outside, ball two. Two and one. The defense is ganged up on the big overshift from the right. Three infielders, two outfielders. Full overshift. Two on pitch, foul back. And Roger seemed to be taking the half swing. Two and two. Glenn Benson, coaching at first base. Frank Rossetti at third. Lopez looks around. This is one of the fellows that the Angels got from the Phillies. He pitches. Low ball three. Three and two. Lopez is primarily a power pitcher. Twenty-one years old. Delivers. Slow curve is low, and now it's low. Now we have number seven, Mickey Mantle, who took a third strike in the first inning, coming on. We were talking with Mickey in the dugout before the game, and we asked him how things going in left field. He says, it's a lot harder out there than I thought it would be. I said, why? He said, trying to see the ball, the sun, the light. He said, and I haven't had a real tough one yet. Well, we've heard that left field at the stadium is the toughest outfield position in the major leagues. Mantle hitting right-handed, takes 2-0. Ball down across his shin, ball one. Harris at first, tying run. Nobody out, last of the fourth. Outfield swung somewhat toward left on Mickey. Then left-handed checks first, pitches. Mantle swings a trickler up towards third. The pitcher cuts it off. The cover throws the first in the dirt, and Hancock comes up with it. A beautiful play by Hancock, because Lopez really lets that ball go. Morris, of course, unchallenged, moves down to second base. So Mantle is out. The pitcher cutting off the ball that was tipping toward third. Hancock came right up with it on the sharp skip. One down. Angels leading 2-1. And here's Howard. It's a line drive to the shortstop, second inning. Picks low. Ball one. Nelson still recovering from the arm which he hurt in the exhibition at Puerto Rico. There's a ground foul outside third. Howard at first base, where he doesn't have to really risk the arm on throwing. Get the bat in there. And you feel sad today for Bob Schmidt, the 32-year-old veteran catcher. Here was his golden opportunity, right-hand hitter. He was going to catch on both against these two left-handers. He's come up with a sore throwing shoulder. Howard fouls it off. So here is Schmidt, who's been kicking around in the minors after having two cups of coffee in the majors. This is a big opening today. He could have cemented a job for a long time. So in the emergency with a big door open both ways, he can't throw either. The custom is baseball. And the Yankee problems continue to multiply. Two catchers out. He can't catch. 1-2 pitch. A high pop up. The foul ball that first baseman Adcock is under. Stays with it for the out. Two gone. Morris with a walk in the infield out. Second base. Here's Boyer, who's all bruised up all over, a bruised shoulder. He's got a bruised left hand. The handle of his bat. He's got wads of tape on it, the cushion. He's also wearing a glove on the left hand. But he's playing. Left-hander Lopez pitches, the curve, swung above, and fouled into the base. Strike one. It will be Rudy May, an even younger left-hander by a year, for the Angels in the second game, and Mel Stottlemyre, who turned his ball club around at L.A. at the start of the season, is going to be called on to try and turn it around second game today. Or keep it turned around, depending on how this person comes out. Strike one pitch. A high pop-up towards first, back at first. Let's see, the second baseman, Knopf, goes after it, makes the catch. He called, Adcock got out of the way, and Knopf, having the better angle, made the catch, and we have no runs, no hits, one left, and the score at the end of four. The Angels 2, and the Yankees 1.
I changed for good taste.
Good taste?
Mm-hmm. I changed to Winston, and I changed for good.
When I changed to Winston, I changed for good, cause I got good taste like I knew I would.
Winston tastes good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good.
Cause Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Change to Winston and change for good. For good, rich taste every time. For up front in the tobacco end, Winston packs Filter Blend, an exclusive blend of fine tobaccos selected to give you the best taste in filter smoking. Enjoy America's best-selling, best-tasting filter cigarette by far.
Winston tastes good
taste good like it should. Change to Winston and change for good.
Cause Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Julio Gotay, G-O-T-A-Y, who is playing third. The rookie, Peter Shaw, has a bad ankle. His right-hand batter, single to left in the second inning. In fact, that was the last hit off way. No, buddy. The third of the four hits. Last hit to that Sox single. There's a foul ball, strike one. He's got a bunt for the base hit. 2-1, favor the Angels. The scores of last night's games are on the board. Dodgers 9, Phils 3. Astros 5, Pirates nothing. The tie, Ranger right-hand batter. Takes a change-up high outside. Ball one. 1-1. Outfield step around toward left. The wind that we have today is blowing toward left. Ford pumps, pitches, they change up way outside. Ball two. Howard at first base. Branch has gone out to the mound to talk to Whitey. Now Howard's coming over there. Oh, Benteen's coming out of the dugout. This change of pace was quite wide, and maybe Whitey did something to his arm, because Keene hasn't wasted any time. Branch went out there. Howard came over, now Keene's out there. What do you think, Phil?
Well, it was so evident that the pitch, first I thought it might have slipped, but then when Blanchard ran out there in a hurry, Whitey might have done something to his arm, although now they're going to leave him in there. Whitey's really having his troubles.
Keene's turning back into the dugout. He's having his problems with this new ball club. Hasn't won one at the stadium yet. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on, there's a high foul ball. There's Blanchard, plenty of room to catch her under it. And it's off his hip. John, instead of, he didn't seem to be too steady, but they told you the wind is blowing the ball. You get these high rising trajectories, and the wind gets in there. It's tough enough under normal conditions. So John draws an error, and Gatai gets a second life. First man up in the fifth inning. Earl Batty dropped one. Twins are here. You don't see it often. We've seen 2.5 a week. Pitch is swung on a ground ball to deep short. Kubek in the hole. The long throw is not in time. He beat it out. Tony had that long throw to make. That's the tough play for the shortstop. He didn't have time to really get set for the hard throw. He just had to drive it and fire. So it is a single to short. So the error now comes home to haunt. Bunderson up, second baseman. Banged into a DP in the second inning. Only one we've had today. 2-1, Los Angeles. Swings, has a fly ball out into deep right. Harris going back. And McLean had a touch at the gate of the bullpen. The tie returns to first. Roger had to really judge that ball and go get it. He went back and reached as high as he could with the glove and caught the ball and prevented it going in the Yankee bullpen. So he caught a home run. Roger is a tremendously fine all-around ball player. A lot of people seem to take his fielding for granted, but you watch the job that he does out there. And you realize how valuable he is. Now we have the young pitcher, Marcelino Lopez, right-hand batter, takes the high outside, ball one. Sends it straight away. Ford just run at first. Pitches, there's the bunt. Ford off the mound is going to first base to Howard, who backs up to take it.
So the pitcher sacrifices for the second out and moves the runner over to second base. Now we have two outs. The tied second. And the hitter is Jose Cardenal. We're delighted to welcome the audience of Armed Forces Radio to the stadium today. Cardenal is one of the few people in the United States that does not like Willie Mays. He had to play underneath him with San Francisco, and of course he couldn't. He could play underneath him, but he couldn't play in place of him. Ford gives him a strike. He's a right-hand hitter. Can you imagine being an aspiring young center fielder, and you got to try and make it with Willie Mays on the ball court? When Cardenal got the news that he was traded to Los Angeles, that's the best news he'd had in years. He's making the most of his opportunity. Swings the ground ball too short. Kubek juggles, then throws, and just got it. Ooh, he just got it. It was real close. Still no run. One hit, one left, one error. Score. And in this first game, and 4.5, the Angels 2, Yankees 1.
If you've got a minute, I've got a picture to paint. You're home from a long day's work. You've earned yourself a beer. And you get a light idea. You step over to the old refrigerator, swing open the door, swing out a cold Ballantine beer. Flip off the cap, get a glass, and that frosty cold Ballantine comes pouring on. And that's beer. Ballantine is crisp and clean. Ballantine's light and lively. Ballantine's easy to stay with. Beer after beer after beer. Now, how's that sound? Good? Well, great. Get yourself some Ballantine. Give yourself a smile. You've earned it.
First game of the doubleheader at the stadium. Moving into the last of the fifth inning. The Angels are leading 2-1. One second baseman is Knopf of the Angels. Another one is Richardson of the Yankees. And my second baseman on the broadcast is Jerry Coleman.
Okay, Red, thank you very much. And we got a shortstop at the plate for the Yankees right now. Tony Kubek as we move into the last half of the fifth inning. 2-1, Angels over the Yankees. The Yankees have only one hit. That was a home run shot by Maris in the first inning. Here's Marcelino Lopez, a curveball that breaks inside. Tony, ball one. Angels got their two runs in the first inning on a two-run shot by Joe Adcock. Lifetime number 305 for the big first baseman. Kubek, a high drive to right center. This ball's trouble. Digging for it. Quick, he can't get it off the barrier. Kubek around second. Hard now bobbling the ball. Here comes Foley. He's going to try to score. The relay is not in time. A home run. Tony Kubek ties it up with a thrilling dash around the bases. It's the Angels 2 and the Yankees 2. Well, I want to tell you, Joe, he really stretched him out coming around third.
Yes, he did. And, Jerry, I tell you, you got to give that Crosetti a lot of credit. The crow was watching the relay when he saw it was a little bit low. He had that left arm going, come on, come on, come on. Fine coaching, fine running.
Here's Johnny Blanchard. Swings and misses at a fastball, strike one. Well, he had one the other day. His Oliver Sally hit it inside the Parker for the Twins. And now Tony Kubek comes up with his first homer of the year. And inside the Parker. A thrilling dash to tie up the ball game. Blanchard swings and fouls this one back, nothing in two. I don't think there's anything more exciting than legging a triple or that inside the park homer. Oh, Boy, that really brought the fans to their feet. Lopez to Blanchard. Strike three. Got him on a breaking ball. So Johnny's out of there. He's 0 for 2 this afternoon. That's strikeout number 4 for Marcelino Lopez, who leads the Angels in that department. Now has 16 on the year. Lopez has a 1-1 record. The Yankees beat him in Los Angeles. Stottlemyre shutout the Angels 4-0. Here's Ford taking a high fastball outside, and it's ball one. Bite, he struck out on the third. He's 0 for 1. Righty looking for his first base hit. Lopez to Whitey in there. Right, 1-1. Outfield and infield shortened up for Ford. Lopez again to Ford. There's a shot to left field. So Whitey comes up with a third hit off Lopez. A single to left field. The only other two hits were homers. One by Maris, one by Kubek. This is a first base hit. But didn't put a run on the board for the Yankees. Well, Ford is at first, one away. Now here's Tommy Tresh, who popped up the second and struck out. Tom is 0 for 2. Came into the game batting at an even 250. Lopez fires from the Phillies. Set. Checks righty. The pitch to Tresh. Pitch out. That's an unusual one. They must have been looking for the hit and run. What else?
They might have been looking for that, Jerry. I think Rogers pitched out more to find out whether Tresh was bunting or hitting away.
Okay, let's see what happens. Here's a 1-0 pitch to Tommy. Takes it for a strike. 1-1. Grotai playing even with the bag at third base. Ferdozzi and Tenop at short and second are moved in, looking for the DP. Big Adcock holding Whitey at first. Lopez sets the pitch to Tresh. There's a breaking ball in the dirt. Nice stop by Bob Rogers. That's the third one just like that that he's made a fine play on, holding Ford at first base. Now Whitey calls time and says something to Vern Benson. They have a slight conference. Vern Benson, the first base coach for the Yankees.
You don't think Whitey asked for the steal sign, do you?
I know that's one thing he didn't ask for. Two balls, one strike, one down. 2-2 tie. Here's Lopez. Sets the pitch to Tresh. Fouled back. 2-2 the count.
Remember Gomez, I told that story, but he got the third, and he said, I think I can steal home. And late Art Fletcher said, it took you 15 years to get here, and I don't louse it up with one play.
I played for lefty when I was at Binghamton in the Eastern League, and I tell you, that was quite an experience. We had more fun for an eighth-place ball club than you ever saw in your life.
A happy group. Made everybody happy.
I think we ran lefty out of managing, though. We weren't too good. Two balls, two strikes to Tommy Tresh with Ford leading off first. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, another stop by Rogers, but this time Ford's going, and he makes it. Whitey Ford on what appears to be a wild pitch, and it is, moves on to second base. Rogers made a fine stop on the ball, but this time it bounced off his glove to the right about 16 feet or 18 feet. He just couldn't get to it.
It's the curveball that Lopez has been bouncing and Rogers has been able to block, and usually it just kind of squibs out in all different directions. Three of the four he's been able to stop dead, but this one really took off.
All right, the payoff pitch to Tommy Tresh. Change up. Hit sharply to Ferdozzi. They got four traps. Go tie. Back to Knopf, and he's out of there. That play gone from 6-5-4. Tommy Tresh hit a one-hopper right to Ferdozzi. So on the fielder's choice, Ford is out of there. 6-5-4. Two outs. Tresh at first base, a 2-2 ball game. Maris homered in the first for the Yankees. Kubek and inside the Parker here to lead off the bottom of the fifth. Adcock hit a two-run shot for the Angels in the first inning, and that's all the scoring we've had. All right, Tommy Tresh with the move off at first. Lopez sets. The pitch to Richardson is low. In the dirt again. Ball one. Well, Bill Rigney has started his bullpen going. Barry Lattman and George Brunette warming up. Last year, Kresh stole 13 bases in 13 attempts. He's taking the lead. 1-0 pitch to Richardson. Shot left field, base hit. Willie Smith up with it in time to hold Kresh at second. So the Yankees now have runners at first and second with two out, and the batter, Roger Maris. That's hit number four off Lopez. Incidentally, while Fregosi's talking to Lopez, we'd like to remind all you June graduates that the Yankee management is actively soliciting applications from prospective baseball stars. If you believe in yourself, if you think you can make it in organized baseball, send your name and address along with the position you play, the name of your team, and their schedule for May and June to the scouting department here of the New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium, Bronx, New York. You kids do that. Here's Maris taking a fastball. It's blowing outside, and it's ball one. 2-2 ball game here at the stadium. First of a pair. Lopez running into trouble for the first time in this game. Trash at second base. Richardson at first. Lopez set to pitch to Maris. Is low again. Two balls, no strikes. Don't forget, all you June graduates, right to the Yankee Stadium, given their schedule, the team you play for. And then send it to the scouting department. Here are the New York Yankees, Yankee Stadium, Bronx, New York. Zip code 10451. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Maris. A ground ball to Bobby Knopf at second. Way over in the hole. Flips to Adcock. And that takes care of it for the Yankees here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Maris bouncing out to Knopf. One run, three hits, no errors, two men left. The score after five full innings of play, Angels 2 and the Yankees 2.
When you're driving along a strange highway hundreds of miles from home and you see the familiar Atlantic Red Ball sign, it's like meeting an old friend. At the Red Ball sign, you don't have to hope your car will be well taken care of. You know it will. Because Atlantic Red Ball dealer service is always so good, so dependable, it's guaranteed. Every Red Ball dealer from Maine to Miami guarantees to clean the windshield, weather permitting, and offer to check the oil for every customer every time. There are no exceptions, no oversight. If he should ever forget, he'll refund the cost of your gasoline purchase. This offer varies in some states, but Atlantic Red Ball dealer service never varies. So, no matter where you drive, always stop at the station where you know you'll get service you can depend on. Service so good, it's guaranteed. And that's Atlantic Red Ball Dealer Service.
Sixth inning, a 2-2 tie. First of a pair at the stadium. And wonderful, Willie Smith for the Angels coming on to face Whitey Ford. Both starting pitchers, Ford and Lopez, in there all the way. Willie Smith takes a strike, a curveball that's in there. Well, we've got everything going up in smoke in the baseball league this year. Today, we'll give you a rundown in just a moment. Here's Whitey Ford, the one-strike pitch to Smith, swung on a miss, strike two. Every other game in the American League has been washed out. Boston at Baltimore, Chicago at Washington, Kansas City at Cleveland, Minnesota at Detroit. In the National, two of them are down. St. Louis at Cincinnati, Milwaukee at Chicago. So six of the 10 baseball games today are out of action. Here's Smith swinging and missing a curveball, strike three. As Whitey Ford appears to be picking up steam as this game gets underway. That's the second strikeout for Whitey. Both times he got Willie Smith, once in the third and here in the sixth. Jim Fregosi hits the first pitch deep to left center. Mantle is drifting over and takes it over his shoulder. That ball almost got away from him. So Pergosi's out of there on a long fly to left center. Two down. Now here comes Joe Adcock, who seems to be the bane of Ford's existence today. A two-run homer in the first and a single to right field in the fourth. He has two of the five Angel hits. Adcock, who spent most of his career with the Milwaukee Braves, came to the Braves from Cincinnati, then with the Angels the last 3 years. Ford delivers. Adcock's a bounder down to the third base coach, Saldy Parker, who's playing in left field, practically. He's about 10 feet past that coaching box. And Joe, I can't blame him.
I don't either. I tell you, you get those big guys that can hit as hard as Adcock. The time you hit a ball in the center field seats in the old polo grounds,
that's the power.
Oh, and how about what he used to do in Brooklyn?
How about the day he hit four home runs, and the next time he came in there, it packed him off. Here's Ford to Joe Adcock. 1-1. Do you think he knew they were throwing at him, Joe?
He had a pretty good idea. He got a calling card very early.
One ball, one strike. Ford again into the windup to Adcock, and it's low. 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Nobody on, top of the sixth, and a 2-2 tie.
Jerry, that's the first time I've seen Richardson play where he's playing, almost directly behind a bag on the outfield grass. And just a couple steps to the second base side of the bag. And all deep.
Well, Joe Adcock is never known for his speed, so here's Ford again. There's a shot on the ground to Kubek at short. Got it. To Elston Howard playing first base, and the side is retired. And that was one of the easy innings for Whitey Ford. It's three up and three down on the score. After 5.5, the Angels 2 and the Yankees 2.
Those 1927 cars were great in their day. They had good motor oil in 1927, too. And as engines were improved year after year, Atlantic developed finer motor oils to protect them. Now comes the finest. New Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil. The first oil so good Atlantic has given it the Imperial name and shield. Today's driving conditions increase the amount of dirt and sludge that build up inside your engine to interfere with performance. But new Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil holds dirt and sludge in suspension, helps keep it off engine parts. None of the new highly publicized motor oils can protect your engine better than new Atlantic Imperial Motor Oil.
Well, we've got a 2-2 tie here. Yankee Stadium, first of a pair. Mickey Mantle coming on to face Marcelino Lopez. Through the first four innings, Lopez gave up only one hit. That was a shot by Maris in the first inning. But in the fifth, the Yankees jumped on him for three hits. They came up with only one run, though. That was an inside the Parker by Tony Kubek leading off the inning. Angels, two hits. Check that. The Angels, two runs on five hits. The Yankees, two runs on four hits. Now here's Mantle, who struck out and bounced back to the pitcher, batting right-handed against the left-handed Marcelino Lopez. Lopez, just a rookie, into the windup. The pitch to Mickey is high, and it's ball one.
Been getting Mantle with that fastball, and Mickey, I tell you, just a feeling you get. He's going to get that ball up and away, and he's going to jam one into the slot in right center.
I know he can reach it. All right, here's the 1-0 pitch. Fastball, it's inside, 2-0. Looks like Lopez is straining a little bit. He started in the fifth inning, but now he's lost some of the sharpness that he had in the first four. Sometimes a pitcher will recover, other times he just keeps sliding. Let's see. Bobby Knopf playing very shallow at second base for Mantle. 2-0 pitch. Strike called. Good pitch. Jose Cardinal, a center fielder, He almost got his back to the statues out center. He's way out there. There's a high fly out of play down the right field side, up against the upper facade. Two balls, two strikes to Mickey. Elston Howard in the on-deck circle. He'll be followed by Cleet Boyer. Lopez ready again. The pitch to Mick. Just outside, 3-2. This Los Angeles Angel ball club, they're an exciting club. They're coming up with some fine young pitchers, and got some exciting young stars on the team. There's a hopper down the third base side. Go tie. One hands it. Halfway runs it a mound and doesn't make the play. Mantle beats it out. Go tie lost the play when he couldn't get the ball out of his glove and actually had to run about five steps, which took him to the mound, if you can imagine this, before he could throw the ball. And by then, Mantle had it. So it is an infield hit for Mickey, leading off the sixth, and the Yankees have a runner on. Ellie Howard coming on. Line to the shortstop. Fouled out to first. Two-two tie. Last of the sixth inning. Lopez sets. Delivers. Howard. Keeps playing left center. Base hit. Mantle can go to third. Might be able to score. Crosetti pulling Mantle in. Here's the relay. It goes to third. And Mantle crosses the plate.
Great piece of coaching once again by Crosetti, Jerry. I tell you, boy, he's had that green line all the way, and that's what makes it when that runner does not have to hesitate. I tell you, on Kubek's home running on this play of Mantle's, he just upset everybody.
Well, the Yankees move out in front 3-2. Rogozzi got the relay. And here's an example, not to be critical, but to point up a point here. An infielder must check that runner when he's going out for that relay. And for those he didn't do this, when he got the ball, he just wheeled him through to third, and Mantle was on his way home. So any chance that he had was shot right there as Bill Rickney comes out of the dugout to talk to his young left-hander. Joe, what do you say we take a look at the action in the rest of the league? Maybe give our fans who just tuned in a blow-by-blow account on the weather.
Drop by drop, I was going to say, you need a weatherman for these scores because there really are no scores. The rest of the American League rained out. Boston at Baltimore, Chicago at Washington, Kansas City and Cleveland, Minnesota at Detroit, all postponed because of rain. St. Louis and Cincinnati in the National League postponed because of rain. Pittsburgh's at Houston, Philadelphia's at Los Angeles, and the Mets are at San Francisco. Milwaukee and Chicago postponed because of rain.
All right, Bill Rickney is back in the Angels' dugout. Boyer is coming on to bat. And you can just take a look at the scorecard here and see that Lopez has started to slide from the fifth inning on. He gave up three hits in the fifth, two here in the sixth with nobody out. Howard's at second base. There's a run in. The Yankees lead 3-2. The batter is Boyer, who bunts one down the first base side, and that ball drifts foul. Boyer on the attempted bunt. Lopez, for those of you who may have just tuned in, gave up only one hit through the first four. That was a home run by Maris in the first inning. Whitey Ford has been hanging in there for the Yankees. He gave up two in the first to Joe Adcock on his homer with Willie Smith aboard. So we got it right now with nobody out. Howard at second. The Yankees leading 3-2. Boyer the batter. One strike to count. Lopez sets. Checks Howard. The pitch to Boyer. Bunts again. Foul. That ball almost landed in Mrs. Johnny Keene's lap, sitting right next to the Yankee dugout. No balls, two strikes to Boyer. Sweet, top to the second baseman twice. He's 0 for 2 in this game. Hits this one high in the air, foul. That one is drifting into the stand behind the Yankee dugout and out of play. Well, Elston Howard, who was inserted into the number five spot in the lineup, has hit the ball sharply twice. The first time up, he lined right to the shortstop, and then that double here in the sixth inning drove in a run. So that was one of the spots that manager Johnny Keene wanted a big bat in, and he's got it with Ellie Howard playing first base today. Two-strike pitch to Boyer. Fouled back again, and the count holds. Nothing and two. Day tomorrow for the Yankees, and then on Tuesday and Wednesday we'll be on the air at 1:55 to bring you the Yankees and the Kansas City A's. Two strike pitch to Boyer again. A hard shot to Goit Tye. He falls down, throws on his knees for the put out. Howard has to hold at second base, and there's one away. Julio Gotay is becoming another Boyer at third, Joseph.
Jerry, for a guy who really is filling in, Paul Shaw, as the boy was injured and normally plays third base, Gotay, for filling in, has really done an outstanding job. He made a tremendous play yesterday. He just made a fine play here.
Really done something.
He's got a pair of legs, too. He can run.
Yes, he can.
Tony Kubek, a walk and an inside-the-park home run with Howard at second, takes low, and there's one. That ball bounced about 3 feet in front of home plate. And, Joe, if you're the catcher now, you'd have to think something was wrong in a curveball.
Well, you'd be a little bit leery about calling it, especially in a jam. And you'd have to be leaning towards the fastball, which this boy is not afraid to throw for strikes, because you can see what he did with Mantle hitting.
Marcelino Lopez. He was picked up from the Phillies in the Vic Power deal. Power went to the Phillies from the Angels last fall to help them win a pennant. And now they're both back with the Angels. Kubek takes a strike right down the middle. One and one. One ball, one strike, one out. But now you're in a spot. If you're the hitter, you know his curveball's not working. And you got to look for that fastball.
Well, except that I'd have first base open, Jerry, and I'd give him the curveball right here if I was catching.
Okay, let's see what Bob Rogers says. Here's Lopez. Pitch, and there it is, a curve, but it's in the dirt again. Two balls and one strike.
He's got one little bit of a cushion going for him, and he's got two left-hand hitters, Kubek and Blanchard, coming up.
And Whitey Ford right behind him.
Very rarely look at that pitcher slot.
All right, Lopez sets. The 2-1 pitch to Kubek is hit in the air, out of play. That was a fastball. That's drifting behind the Angel dugout. What I was getting at, Joe, when a pitch goes sour on a young pitcher like this, now the catcher really has to, he's got to think. He's got to find out what to do.
Oh, you're absolutely right in what you're thinking. I mean, because Rogers is in a box, and that Lopez's curveball has really been just a showcase. He's been showing the curveball because he hasn't been able to really throw it for strikes in a jam. And so you'd go up there looking for the fastball, but try to get him on track is what Rogers is trying to do. And with the extra cushion of the left-hand hitters, he'll stay with the curve.
2-2 pitch to Tony. Fastball dribbled. Foul down the first base side. Vern Benson will pick it up. Well, that pitching can get a little complicated. Here's a young boy who went after a ground ball that bounced into the stands a moment ago. It looked like I might have hit him on the head. He's kind of got a tear in his eye, but he's okay. He's walking. He's being escorted by a policeman and his sister and his dad. Now Lopez, a 2-2 pitch to Kubek. Strike three, right down the middle. A good fastball got Tony looking. That is strikeout number five by Marcelino Lopez. All right, Howard saves at second base. Two out now, and here's Johnny Blanchard. Yankees three, the Angels two. The Yankees came up with a run in the first, one in the fifth, and one here in the sixth inning. And now they're going to put Blanchard on to pitch to Whitey Ford. So Whitey, who had a single in his last at-bat, will come on. This has been a big boost for Whitey Ford, the Yankees, and I know manager Johnny Keene
with Ford doing so well here in this ballgame. He gave up the one bad pitch to Joe Adcock in the first inning, but he's been tough ever since.
Yeah, Adcock's going to hit a few home runs off of a lot of pitchers. He's a big, powerful guy, a big free swinger.
All right, Whitey coming on now. As he does, he talks to the plate umpire, Bob Stewart. Bob Rogers went out to say something to Lopez. We have runners at first and second. Howard at second base. Blanchard at first. Yankees sitting on top of a 3-2 lead. Last half of the sixth inning. Whitey crouching. Lopez sets, delivers. Ford takes high. Ball one. Don't forget, this is only the first of a doubleheader. It'll be Mel Stottlemyre and Rudy May going in the second game directly after this ball game gets over. So if you're in the area, drop by. We got lots of baseball. There's Whitey taking low. Two balls, no strikes. So this is the one guy he doesn't want to walk. But right behind him, we got Tommy Tresh. 2-0 the count to Whitey Ford. The outfield and the infield playing very shallow for Whitey. All right, Lopez sets. Here's Ford. He backs out of the plate, and the ball is right over for a strike. Whitey, trying to decoy the young pitcher, didn't do the job as he took a strike as he was moving off the plate. Sometimes the young pitcher will kind of hesitate, and it will confuse him a little. Seem to bother Lopez. Now, Marcelino Lopez sets the left-hander. The pitch to Whitey is low, 3-1 the count. Three balls, one strike, two outs, runners at first and second. 3-2 ball game. Yankees leading. Yankees looking for their first victory here at home. They've lost three in a row and four straight. Lopez sets. The pitch to Whitey is in there. Full count. 3-2. Incidentally, next weekend, we're going to have our first night game Friday night against the Orioles. Then Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock start, a single game against Baltimore, and then a big doubleheader on Sunday. And that game will get underway at 1 p.m. So the Orioles will be in town for the first time next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The runners go. There's a drive to right field. Lou Clinton. Got to get this one and take it. Ford hit the ball well, but Clinton was standing there. So the Yankees are out of it. One run, two hits, no Angel errors, two men left. The score after six full innings of play. The Yankees 3 runs on 6 hits. The Angels 2 runs on 5 hits. Okay, top of the seventh inning. Whitey Ford on the mound for the Yankees. Ford pitched 7 innings against the Detroit Tigers in Lakeland during spring training, so he is now moving into the seventh for the second time this year. Whitey came into the game with an 0-1 record. He's won 216 lifetime victories. Tops of all major leaguers, still active, or forever, as far as that goes, in one loss percentage for victories over 100. Whitey Ford holding a slim one-run lead. It's the Yankees 3, the Angels 2, and the top of the seventh. Here's Lou Clinton. Clinton pops up to first and pops to third. He is 0-2. Right-hand batter. Ford's ready. Into the windup. The pitch to Clinton is hit sharply to Kubek. Deep in the hole. The long throw from the edge of the grass is in time. Well, Tony was over there. The ball was hit sharply, and he had Clinton by 2 strides. One away. Bob Rogers, the switch hitting catcher, coming on. Rogers applied to right field, fouled out the first.
Rogers has been plagued for the last couple of years with a bad right middle finger. He had it broken. It actually almost goes off at a right angle. About a, really a 10-degree angle off the tip there. There's a drive to left field. Uh-oh, this ball well hit. Now going back to the track, backing up, and drops it. The ball in and out of his glove. There goes Rogers, digging for third. The throw is not in time, and Bob Rogers is in at third base with a triple. Merrill had a shot at that ball, but turned around, then had to come back, and the ball popped in and out of the glove. So Rogers pulls up with a triple with one out. That's the sixth hit. Wharton. Here comes Johnny Keene, and the plate umpire says twice, and that may be all for Ford. Now, Keene, who is a National League umpire, manager may not know this.
Well, unless he's assuming that that first trip was on an injury.
Because Bob Stewart put his hand up for two.
He's got an argument
now
going.
Now, he's gone. And I think that they've got to put a new pitcher in order here. See, they're bringing somebody in from the bullpen. Blanchard, Ford, and Keene are discussing the situation on the mound. You know, Joe, it's just possible that Whitey might have said, look, I'm having my problems out here. It's been a long day. And to have somebody ready, and it looks like Johnny Keene did have somebody ready because here he comes.
Looks like Ramos is coming in, Jerry. He's been warming up, and I know... You've heard pitchers tell managers, and I've heard pitchers come in and tell them, at the first sign of trouble, get me some help. I'll go as hard and I'll go as long as I can, but get me some help fast. And I know managers appreciate that because, really, the mound is no place for the hero or the martyr where he's going to try to hang in there and, pitch his way out of it. Because if you're in trouble and you feel trouble coming on, get some help. And I know managers appreciate it because they can make their move quickly. The way Johnny came out of that dugout, though, Jerry, it was a little bit of confusion that he came out so fast.
Yes.
You wondered if maybe there was a violation, but obviously not. Johnny was prepared because Ramos had been warming up.
Well, he had him there because they waved to the bullpen and Ramos came strolling out, so we're all set to go. Whitey Ford pitched 6 1/3 innings. Gave up 6 hits. Didn't walk anybody. Struck out 2. And has allowed 2 runs. Of course, Bob Rogers at third base will be fourth responsibility. And here comes Whitey. Off the mound with Johnny Keene. Al Ramos is taking his warm-up tosses. And we're going to have a pinch hitter for Julio Gotay. It's Costin Shockley. Number 8 is up there swinging 2 bats. Shockley divides the first base chores with Joe Adcock, but he's coming on as a pinch hitter. Ramos coming on to relieve Whitey Ford. Yankees lead 3-2. We're in the top of the 7th inning.
Jerry, here's why that relief pitcher has to be the hard thrower, because you can't even afford the luxury of the fly ball. You've got to go for the strikeout.
Well, the Yankee infield is in. Boyer, Kubek, Richardson, and Howard in at the edge of the grass. Bob Rogers at third base, one away. Costin Shockley batting for Gotay. Al Ramos. The first pitch is popped up to third. Boyer backing up near the bag and takes it. I don't know when I've seen the infielders fighting pop-ups as they have today. All of them are really having trouble. The wind is blowing and there's a high sky that's giving them a lot of trouble.
It looks like a whirlwind type breeze blowing because the flags along the first baseline are blowing out towards left field, yet the napkins and the hot dog wrappers are blowing from third to first.
It's a swirl. You figure it out, Jerry.
Well, I've been watching ball games in this park for about 18 years, and I can't, Joe. You can never figure the wind in Yankee Stadium. That's a peculiar method of blowing in from left, sweeping around the stadium, and ending up blowing out. All right, here's Bobby Knopf's first pitch. It's hit sharp to the Kubek. It's good. Bobbles it. He's up with it. The throw is in time by a hair to save a run. Bobby Knopf out at first base on a close play as Kubek bobbled the ball. Throw for the Angels. They're on the top of the seventh. No runs, one hit. One man left in the score after 6.5. Yankees 3, Los Angeles 2.
Can you recognize this old tune? Did you recognize it? Well, maybe you will if we play it this way. Sure, it's Jeannie with the light brown hair. Stephen Foster composed it way back in 1854. By the time it caught on, P. Ballantyne and Sons had been in the brewing business for almost 2 decades. This is Ballantyne's 125th birthday. The best year yet to try fresh, crisp Ballantyne beer. Join the celebration. Come to the birthday blowout where you buy your beer. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday from Ballantyne.
Okay, we've got two changes for the Angels as we go into the bottom of the seventh inning with the Yankees leading 3-2. Paul Shaw has come in to play third base. Kotai went out of the ballgame when Shockley batted for him. And coming to the mound to take up the pitching chores, Big Bob Lee, the fireballing right-hander. So Shaw goes to third. Bob Lee comes on to do the pitching. Marcelino Lopez pitched the first 6 innings. Gave up 6 hits, walked 3, struck out 5, and allowed 3 runs, and was charged with 1 wild pitch. Bob Shaw, incidentally, who's going in at third, will bat in the 9th spot. And Lee will bat in the 7th position. Bob Lee, pitcher, batting 7th. Paul Shaw, the third baseman, batting 9th. Here comes Tommy Tresh, who's batting left, and coming on to tell you all about it and carry you down to the wire is Joe Garagiola. Joseph?
Right, Jerry. Lead a 2-ball game. Yankees lead. We're in the bottom of the 7th. Bob Lee, a hard-throwing right-hander, big guy. Delivers, and it's a fastball low, ball 1. Lee is 0-1. Strictly a relief pitcher. Delivers and it's high and it's ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Paul Shaw at third base. Tom Tresh the hitter. Tresh popped out, struck out, and into a forced play. Yankees 3, Angels 2, bottom of the 7th. 2-0 pitch is a fastball, a strike. 2 balls and a strike. Big Bob Lee. Fellow did a great job for the Angels in the bullpen last year. He's the fellow that swung at a fan, missed, hit the fence, and broke his hand. It's not a record. Line drive down the left field line, foul. I guess there have been more ball players do that. Remember when George Vico took a swing at George Tebbets, the catcher, and forgot that Tebbets had the mask on? That really smarts when you punch a catcher in the face and he's got the mask on. Come out of your hands, look like a sack full of walnuts. Here's the pitch to Tresh. Swung on and missed. Struck him out. Bob Lee reared back and fired him. Brings up Bobby Richardson. Bobby bounced out twice and single to left. The Yankees have made 6 hits and 3 runs. The Angels 6 hits, only 2 runs. Bottom of the 7th, Whitey Ford. Very impressive out here this afternoon. The ball just squibbed right off Bob Rogers' glove. It was a call strike. Kind of boxed that one up a little bit.
Rain all around us. Every other game in the American League rained out. Two games in the National League rained out. Richardson takes a curveball outside. One ball, one strike. St. Louis to Cincinnati, Milwaukee, Chicago rained out. Pittsburgh to Houston. Well, they won't have any rain problem there unless the air conditioning breaks down in the dome. Philadelphia to Los Angeles, made a start in the Mets at San Francisco. It'll be Al Jackson against Marischal. Two balls and one strike now as Richardson took the fastball. One out, nobody on. Yankees three. Angels two. Here comes Bob Lee again. Outside with the fastball is 3-1. Outfield not too deep. Roy Smith in left field just standing there with his arms folded, much like a spectator. Very nonchalant ball player. Good one. 3-1 pitch. Inside. Ball four. Richardson walks and brings up Roger Maris. Maris lined a home run in the first inning, walked in the fourth, and bounced out in the fifth. Yankees lead 3-2. Pete Ramos came on in relief of Whitey Ford with Rogers on at third and two pitches and got two outs. He got Shockley on a pop fly and got Knopp on a ground ball. Roger Maris takes it inside, ball one. They've overshifted on Roger. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. This time, they do. Adcock holds Richardson close. Here's the pitch. Outside, bounces away from Rogers. Nobody can advance. Want a new baseball. Two balls, no strikes. Adcock wants to talk to the big right-hander, Bob Lee. And I'm sure it's nothing more than, Bob, there's nothing we can do when you walk them. Let them hit the ball, and we'll try to make a play for you. Two balls and no strikes. Bob Lee against Roger Maris. Richardson at first. Here's the pitch. High. Ball three. 3-0. Roger takes a good look at Crosetti. And they may just turn him loose. And here's the spot where you can really get particular. You not only look for a pitch, but you look for a pitch in a particular spot. Let's see what happens. Richardson leads off. The pitch to Roger is a strike call taken all away. Fastball. Three balls, one strike, one out. Yankees three, Angels two. Lee doesn't have any trick pitches. He's just a good, hard-throwing right-hander. Hard curveball, a hard fastball. Fregosi now has moved over to the shortstop side of the bag. Richardson a good lead. There he goes. The pitch is outside, ball four. Look at Bobby run. That brings up Mantle, and Bob Rogers calls time. You know, that's one way you can tell if it's a straight steal or a hit-and-run play. Is watch that runner now. Bobby Richardson, straight steal, was looking for that bag. He was going to steal it if Maris took the pitch. On a hit-and-run, that runner will run, but he'll be watching the hitter most of the time so he doesn't get decoyed. He'll follow that ball. Richardson is on at second base. Maris is on at first base, and Rogers wants to talk to Bob Lee again. If you were making long-distance calls, you'd have run up a pretty good tab. There'd be a lot of meetings when you got fellows like Mantle up there, those big sluggers. Of course, Bob Rogers has one advantage. He's behind them. And they're just talking over pitching strategy as to what pitch they're going to use to get him out. And that could be a very tough pitch. Richardson at second. Maris is at first. Mantle is the hitter. Bob Lee at the belt. Checks the runners. And here's the pitch to Mantle. Swung on and popped up. The second baseman, Knopp, flips the glass. He's waiting for it and makes the catch. That was an infield fly. Now Elston Howard is the hitter. Ellie got a big base hit in the sixth inning. With Mantle on, beat out a little top ball to go tie. Howard hit a ball in the left center, and Crosetti, third base coach, kept Mantle coming all the way. Mantle was able to score from first base. And that's a pretty good tip off on Mickey's legs and what shape they are. There's a ball well hit, left field. That
goes Willie Smith, flips the glasses, backing up. He's there, makes the catch. He wasn't too sure of it. He had that glove about letter high and caught that ball below his belt. I'm sure another gray hair popped out on manager Bill Rigney's head. But he made the play, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, two men left on base. And at the end of seven innings of baseball, the score here, the Yankees 3, the Angels 2.
Can you recognize this old tune? Did you recognize it? Well, maybe you will if we play it this way. Sure, it's O Susanna. Stephen Foster composed it way back in 1848. By the time it caught on, P. Ballantyne and Sons had been in the brewing business for over a decade. This is Ballantyne's 125th birthday. The best year yet to try fresh, crisp Ballantyne beer. Join the celebration. Come to the birthday blowout where you buy your beer. And if today happens to be your birthday, happy birthday from Ballantyne.
Top half of the eighth inning, and we've got a defensive change here. Duke Carmel has gone in to play first base, replacing Elston Howard. And Paul Shull will be the leadoff man for the Los Angeles Angels. Shull came in along with Bob Lee, and manager Rigney placed him in a ninth spot. So here is Ramos delivering to Shull. Fastball is a strike, sidearm. One strike, no balls, nobody out, nobody on. Top of the eighth, Yankees 3, Angels 2. Del Rice coaches at first base. Solly Parker at third for the Angels. Ramos delivers low. Ball one. One ball and one strike. Fresh straight away for Paul Shaw. Mantle deep in left field. This little guy will fool you. He's got pretty good power. Boyer back at third. Kubek just a step or two towards the hole. Just about straight away. Richardson near the bag. Carmel wide at first. Ramos gets a sign. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled right back here. One ball and two strikes. Ramos came on with Rogers at third base and got the pinch hitter Carson Chapley on the first pitch on a pop fly to Boyer, and then got Bobby Knopf on a ground ball to Tony Kubek. Two pitches and two outs. In relief of Whitey Ford, who just looked great. 1-2 pitch. Curveball hangs high and inside. Sidearm. He had Shaw given ground. Ramos, a good loose arm. He can come overhand, three-quarters, sidearm. Two balls, two strikes. Ramos delivers. Curveball popped up right back here. Out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Ramos set. Inside a fastball. Now it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes. Yankees two, Yankees three, Angels two. Top of the eighth inning. Ramos. First game of a doubleheader. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Did he swing? Yes, he did. Went around, says the plate umpire, a fastball. And Shaw is out on strikes. And that brings up Jose Cardinal. Cardinal has bounced out in first, third, and fifth innings. Right-handed hitter. Here's a pitch by Ramos. Swung on. Foul ball. Whitey Ford in six and a third innings. Gave up six hits. Didn't walk a man. Struck out two. And most important of all, gave up only two runs.
One strike to count. Starting our way. Ramos, a curveball, popped up out of play. Foul ball. Up the deck. Out onto the screen. And the crowd gives out with a big roar. Two strikes to count on Carton now. All the other action in the American League rained out. Boston at Baltimore, Chicago at Washington, Kansas City at Cleveland, Minnesota at Detroit. Rain. National League, St. Louis at Cincinnati, Milwaukee, Chicago, rained out. Pittsburgh at Houston, Philadelphia at L.A., later start, Mets at San Francisco. Here's a bouncing ball at Kubek. The big hop, throw, in time. In the Mets-San Francisco game, it's Al Jackson for New York and Juan Marichal for the Giants. And here is Willie Smith. Smith beat out a bunt in the first inning against Ford. And then Whitey just snaked him to death. He threw curveballs and got him on strikes in the third. Strikes on the sixth. Pete Ramos gets his sign. And here's the first pitch to Willie Smith. Swings and misses. Strike one. One thing about Willie Smith, he doesn't take many balls. He leaves that bench swinging. In fact, I think he gets in the cab swinging. He cuts and slashes. They play him the pull. Carmel guards that line at first. Ramos delivers, and here's a foul ball. So it's strike two. Top half of the eighth inning, Yankees 3, Angels 2. Rudy May will be the Angels pitcher in the second game, and Mel Stottlemyre will pitch for the Yankees. So still plenty of baseball. If you're driving around, don't know what to do, come on out to the big ballpark, as Red Barber calls it. And it'll be Stottlemyre against Rudy May in the second game. Fastball bounces low, and it's one ball, two strikes. Pete Ramos, a cowboy, that's what he wants to be, wears a big 10-gallon hat, and the sheriff of the bullpen. Went down to Houston, boy, he caught one of those cowboy stories, he was going wild. Willie Smith backs out of the batter's box. Like a snowstorm blowing across the outfield, all those wrappers. There's a line drive. Right field. Roger Maris going back. That ball is off the fence. Extra base is Maris up with it, and Smith goes into second base with a double. He picked that ball off his shoe top. He hit a low fastball, and he stuck it up against that wall right now. Jerry, you talk about aggressive hitting. Now, there was a ball that definitely was not a strike, but he hit it as hard as you can hit a ball.
Joe, you said he isn't going to get many walks, but when a guy swings the way he does, he's always dangerous. And I'd like to say, too, that was about 6 inches from being a home run. Had it been 6 inches to the right, that's in the bullpen, just over that fence. It was a low line drive, but hit the top of the auxiliary scoreboard, almost at the yellow marker, which designates in play and over the fence. So, I'll tell you one thing. He's a little unorthodox when he goes, but when he goes, it all goes.
He has really been hitting that ball. And I tell you, he swings 9 for 17 against the Yankees. Willie Smith. Here's Fregosi. Strike is called. Fastball on the outside corner. You get those free swingers like Willie Smith or Yogi or Clemente. And when you get two strikes on them, the pitcher's in a hole because you try to waste it and they won't let you. Here's the one strike pitch of Fregosi. Strike two on the outside corner. Willie Smith is on at second base. The Yankees 3, Angels 2. Willie Smith has 10 hits for the year. He's got 9 of them against the Yankees. We're going to have to change the way we're pitching him, I'll tell you that. Start throwing a rosin bag or something up there. Two strike pitch to Fregosi. Nice play by Blanchard as the curveball broke way outside and John backhanded that ball. You know, when you can hit like that against a particular ball club, you really have a different feeling, too. The added confidence. You know you're going to get your cuts. That ball, a waste pitch, and he just wouldn't let us waste it. One ball, two strikes.
Willie Smith leads off second. Here's the pitcher for Ghost. He swung on, hit off the end of the bat, down the right field line, but foul. Duke Carmel gave it a good chase. 3-2, Yankees are leading. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Ramos, with a good fastball, has been coming sidearm, both with his fastball and his curveball, to Jim Fregosi. Smith on his second base. He is the tying run. Look at the crack of the bat. He was off and running. There are two outs. Ramos gets a sign from Blanchard. The 1-2 pitch to Fregosi. A fastball struck him out. He reared back and pumped one through there. Ramos gets Fregosi on strikes. That ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man was left on base. And at the end of 7.5 innings of baseball, the score is the New York Yankees 3, Los Angeles Angels 2.
Bird watching is a noble sport.
Bird watching?
Yes, and even more noble is rare bird watching.
I agree.
As John James Audubon might ask, who has seen the dodo at dawn? Who has caught a glimpse of Egretta Thula, the snowy egret? Who has seen more than one or two turns at a time?
Turn?
Yes, T-E-R-N. The graceful turn known as Sterninane latidae.
Okay, who?
Hardly anybody. But the rarest bird of all is the species Rubeus spiraea wenderi atlanticus. In plain English, Atlantic red ball dealer.
My Atlantic red ball dealer is a good egg, all right. But I never thought of him as a rare bird.
Ah, but he is rare nonetheless, for he's the only kind of dealer I know who'll give you your gasoline purchase free if he forgets to clean your windshield, weather permitting, or forgets to ask if you want the oil check. Now, this offer may vary in some states.
But what a sporting gesture.
Yes, a good deed indeed.
Absolutely.
And therefore, every motorist should swoop into his Atlantic dealers like a tern.
T-E-R-N. Why like a turn?
Because one good turn deserves another.
Oh.
So fill up at Atlantic.
As Audubon might put it, you'll be thankful for a tankful.
Even if you have to pay for it.
Here is Cleet Boyer, bottom of the eighth against Bob Lee. High fastball. Ball one, will pause for station identification.
This is WOKO, 1460 Albany, New York.
One ball, no strike. Boyer waits, Bob Lee delivers. Swung on and fouled off. And it's one ball, one strike. I think that might have gotten over there by Dizzy Dean and Pee Wee Reese. Here's a ball, fouled off. And it's one ball, two strikes. Bob Lee with a good fastball. He'll get a lot of foul balls. His fastball pitches just nicked that ball. Curveball, outside. Two balls and two strikes. Bob Lee doesn't believe it. He wants to know where it is, and Bob Stewart just motions outside. You know, that's how an umpire can stop the bench jockeys when they start hollering. I know Dean Reardon used to do it all the time. Never motion up or down, always inside or outside, and there's no way you can tell from the dugout. As a strike gets away from Rogers, Boyer runs it out. Rogers' throw gets him. Cleet thought he might have just nicked it, but he did not. And Rogers' throw to Edcock was in plenty of time. But Boyer is out on strike. Second strikeout. And if you're scoring, give Rogers an assist and Adcock a put out. Here's Kubrick. Tony brought this crowd to his feet with a home run in the fifth inning inside the park. I keep referring to Crosetti because the Crow, I tell you, great job of coaching on Kubrick and on Mantle. And that's the toughest spot in the world to coach third base. Bob Lee delivers a fastball at high, ball one. In fact, they say if you want to fire a guy, put him on third base for a homestand, and you got a pretty good chance of getting his job. Of course, Crow is an exception to the rule. He's been here since 1776, I believe. Foul ball. Out of play. It's always a split-second decision with that third base coach, and of course you overlook it in the excitement of the play. But when that the ball player gets about four steps from third base, he looks at that coach and, Jerry, you've seen some guys that'll give you that whoa, go, no. And then when you stop that, I say, well, didn't you hear me say go?
I'll tell you one thing. I've seen Grissetti almost 60 feet down the line at third base toward the plate, making up his mind. So he gives the runner every benefit.
There's a foul ball out of play. Kubek remains up there. One ball, two strikes. Yes, sir. There's no doubt about what the crow wanted Mantle or Kubek to do. 3-2.
Yankees lead the Los Angeles Angels, bottom of the eighth inning.
Here's the 1-2 pitch to Kubek. Lays off a fastball, and two balls and two strikes. That ball inside and low. Bob Lee coming directly overhanded with the ball. Wearing back and really fine. Here's the 2-2 pitch now. Swung on, fly ball. Left center field, Cardinal and Willie Smith. Willie Smith, Cardinal, who caught it? Cardinal finally got it. Willie Smith had his hands up like he caught it, but Cardinal finally made the put out. So there are two outs, and Johnny Blanchard is the hitter. Blanchard bounced out, struck out, and walked. And the right side gets extremely crowded as they all shift over there. Edcott really guards that line. Here's a pitch by Bob Lee. Inside. Ball one. John had to bend in the middle. Paul Shaw at third base is on the grass. Lee delivers high. Two balls and no strikes. Yankees 3, the Angels 2. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's a 2-0 pitch by Lee. Swung on and full foul on the first base line. Blanchard pulled around so much on that particular pitch that actually his number was facing the pitcher. He really gets a lot into his swing. Here's a 2-1 pitch. Curveball outside, 3-1. Not only are the infielders on the right side, Fregosi is on the grass, second base side. So is Adcock. Knopf is just about. There's a curveball that misses. Blanchard draws the base on balls. Brings up Ramos. Good hitting pitcher. How do you think he's going to bat, Jerry? You know, he gets different ways. Sometimes he bats left-handed. It doesn't really make any difference as far as who's pitching either.
Well, it looks like he's going on the right side, Joe. But I'll say this about Ramos. He gives the pitcher the best of it when he goes up from the left side. He doesn't do too well from the left side, so it looks like he's in there to see if he can't get one right now because he's on the right side of that plate.
He's batting right-handed against Lee. In Kansas City, against the right-handed, he's batting left-handed. As Jerry said, not too strong a hitter from that side. Takes a fastball strike. Hits some tough luck. Swings and misses. But he's batting right-handed against Bob Lee with John Blanchard at first base. Adcock playing behind the runner. The pitch is swung on and it's missed, strike two. Had a good cut at the fastball. Yankees 3, Los Angeles 2. Bottom of the eighth inning. Lee set, delivers. Struck him out. Just overpowered him with the fastball. And that's the third strikeout for Bob Lee. That ends the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on base. And the score at the end of 8 complete innings of baseball. Yankees 3, Los Angeles 2. And there'll be a lot of attractions coming up, and Jerry is here to tell us about it.
Well, we got the big weekend coming up at Yankee Stadium starting next Friday night when the Orioles come into town. That'll be the first night game of the season. The Orioles and the Yankees, Friday night. We'll be on the air at 7:55. The game will get underway at 8 o'clock here. And, of course, Saturday afternoon will be the first Ladies' Day. It'll be a week from yesterday on Saturday. The game will start at 2 o'clock, and then the big wind-up doubleheader. On Sunday afternoon, it'll be May the 2nd, game time 1 p.m. So the Orioles, one of the contending ball clubs in the American League, will be in town next weekend for a big weekend set, four-game series, the Yanks and the Orioles. And don't forget, too, that on May the 3rd, right here at Yankee Stadium, the Mets and the Yankees will go at it in the Mayor's Trophy game. Of course, that's to benefit all the Sandlotters in New York. So why don't you get your ticket right now? We got the seats available. And come on out and help the young Sandlotters in New York City. Mayor's Trophy game, the Yanks and the Mets, Monday night, right here at Yankee Stadium. The series, as it stands now, the Mets won and the Yankees won. So we're going for that rubber game on Monday night, May the 3rd. Okay, coming on to do the hitting for the Angels is Joe Adcock. He'll be followed by Lou Clinton, Bob Rogers, and back to tell you all about it, Mr. G. Joseph?
Right, Jerry. Edcock had a home run in that first inning. Drive in the two angel runs. Smith had beat out a bunt. Edcock's home run made it two. He's up there now against Ramos. Angels two runs, Yankees three runs. That's the score. There's a curveball. Catches that outside corner for strike one. Edcock, a real death hitter. And I tell you, you know what he's thinking. One swing to tie it up. Ramos and Blanchard to try to outfox him. Ramos has a sign. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on. Bouncing ball. Kubek at short has it. The long throw. They get him. Edcock is out. Kubek to Carmel. And it brings up Luke Clinton. Ramos came on in the seventh inning. After Ford had gotten Clinton on a ground ball, Rogers hit a ball deep left field. Mantle got a glove on it. Couldn't hold it. Ended up a triple. Johnny Keene made a pitching change, brought in Ramos, who pitched to the pinch hitter Shockley on the first pitch. He popped it up, Lee Boyer. And then Knopf at the first pitch, bounced out, and that ended the inning. Here's Ramos now to Clinton. Swung on, hit off the end of that foul. Strike one on Luke Clinton. Yankees three, Los Angeles two, top of the ninth. One out. Nobody on. Pete Ramos in relief of Whitey Ford. Whitey pitched a very strong six in the third innings. Ramos gets the sign. Here's a pitch. Curveball, strike two, a sidearm curveball. Caught that outside corner. So Ramos with two quick strikes. Been flexing his arm. Going through the rosin bag now. He's one of these guys who's constantly doing something. Grabbing his cap, the rosin bag, moving around. Ready, and here's the two-strike pitch. Curveball outside. One ball, two strikes. Pete Ramos. Trying to save it for Whitey Ford. Yankees three, Angels two. Here is the 1-2 pitch to Luke Clinton. Curveball outside, it's 2-2. Two balls and two strikes now. Nobody on. One man out. Clinton, powerful right-hand hitter. Ramos gets a sign from John Blanchard. Here is the 2-2 pitch now. Curveball struck him out. Ramos with a sidearm curveball, and he stayed right with it. Three of them in a row. And he gets the big right-hand hitter Luke Clinton, and it brings up Bob Rogers, who'll be batting left-handed against Ramos. Rogers hit the triple right-handed. So Ramos has struck out three. Shaw, Fregosi, and Clinton. He's pitched out of two jams. He got Shockley and Knopf, and then when he struck out Fregosi in the eighth inning. Two outs. Bob Rogers, the hitter. The pitch by Ramos. Swung on and missed strike one. Albie Pearson has come out of the dugout for the Angels. He's in the on-deck circle. Going to warm up his hands right now. One strike to count. Bob Rogers backs out. Ramos backs off the mound. Richardson deep at second base. Carmel deep at first. The pitch by Ramos is a curveball inside. Misses, and it's one ball, one strike. The outfield. In right field, Maris is deep. Near the line. Tresh is in right center. A lot of room in left center field. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Yankees three, Angels two. Top of the ninth inning. Pete Ramos delivers the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and popped up. Bobby Richardson and Carmel. Now it's Richardson taking charge and makes the play, and the ball game is over. The Yankees win it. As Bobby Richardson hauls in the pop fly hit by Bob Rogers, and I'll be back in 1 minute with the totals and the highlights.
Next time you buy cigarettes,
try something different for a change.
Turn to Salem. You'll enjoy that.
to sail over, for a taste that's springtime fresh.
For a filter cigarette with rich tobacco taste that's really different, turn to Salem. Salem refreshes your taste with a pleasing menthol flavor that's smooth and soft. Try Salem, America's largest selling menthol cigarette.
Turn to Salem, turn to Salem, you'll enjoy that springtime taste. Turn to Salem, for a taste that's springtime fresh.
Smoke Salem filter cigarettes.
Well, the Yankees snapped a losing streak, and Jerry, I know there are heroes all over the place. You can begin with Ramos, Delston Howard, Whitey Ford, Frank Crosetti. Just a tremendous victory here because the ball club needed it. And with some of those highlights, Jerry, I know you got all kinds of notes.
Okay, Joe. New York, 3 runs on 6 hits. The Los Angeles Angels, 2 runs on 7 hits, and that snaps a 4-game losing streak for the Yankees. And it also gives them their first victory at Yankee Stadium, 1965. The winning...